All right, let's start out 2022 with the word abracadabra. We all know that word, right? It brings joy, it brings laughter, it brings magic, because it's what the magician says before the revelation comes that surprises and delights and creates oohs and ahs and wonder and awe. Abracadabra, actually the word itself, is an Aramaic extension of a Hebrew root, abra, which means to create, and cadabra, which means as I speak. I will create as I speak, is what abracadabra means. That is pure unity. Isn't that amazing? So we create by the power of our word, right? We know this if we're familiar with New Thought teachings, and if you aren't, well, that's what we're talking about. That the creative process is a process that starts with a thought, a divine idea perhaps, or any kind of thought. Usually with the word, there is a propelling of emotion that goes with the word, the speaking, the kind of clothing the thought. And then the action, right, the follow-through, the manifestation of that which we want to create or that which we are creating unconsciously. But regardless of whether we are creating what we want to create or we're creating unconsciously what we don't want to create, it works. It's the principle, right? These spiritual principles are just, they just are. This is how they work, and you can choose to align with them in a way that really allows us to bring forth the visions that we hold for ourselves, for our lives, and for our world. And what better way to recalibrate ourselves, to start to reset ourselves in this new year, than to recognize the power of the word on the day that we do the white stone ceremony, right? Because you're going to receive a word directly from Spirit today that is your guiding light, your North Star for the year. So this power of the word that leads us to manifest, to allow us to see the revelation or the appearance, just like abracadabra, of what it is that we imagined or what it is that is moving through us and that we have spoken and claimed and affirmed into being, can be very powerful. It can also be the case that we begin to notice and become more conscious of the words that we use, because certain words can be very limiting, right? Certain words can put us in states of lack and limitation. And if we start to notice the kinds of words we use, we can change our vocabulary to be a more spiritual and uplifting and powerful vocabulary that puts us on the road to the kinds of things that we'd like to reveal and experience. So for example, words like but or can't or only are sort of those kind of, they're compressing, right? They're limiting words. And if no, even no. So if you find yourself using no, not, but, can't, only a lot, you might notice how that is holding you back, how that limits you or whatever it is that you're talking about. And similarly, there are certain words that can kind of close out the space for grace to move, like never and always. You know, so if we say with sort of a certainty, never and always, we don't leave really any room, right, for grace, for change, for transformation and transition. You ever do this? Try it out with a partner. You never, you always. How does that go? It never works. So we just catch ourselves, right, and say, oh, well, no, maybe sometimes. Maybe right now, maybe in this moment, it's like this, but in other moments, it's not like that, or vice versa. So giving the graciousness for space is one of the ways we can notice our language and the power of our language to shape our world, really. So then words like yes, and thanks, and wow, and help even, because it opens us up to encourage others to step in and to connect and to allow people to contribute. Words like love, of course. You know, all these words that we use a lot in unity, right? Can, imagine, dream, truth. These are words that open us up, that expand us, that lift us, that allow us to step into possibility. And so it's use of those kinds of words that even those will buoy up our energy and allow us to move in the direction that we want in this new year. So even just paying attention to our words, of course, back behind the words are the thoughts, and that's a good thing to pay attention to too, right? As Florence Scovel Shinn, an early New Thought teacher, said, your word is your wand. And so if you remember the magical power of the word is your wand, such an easy and delightful affirmation to keep in mind. Because the word casts a spell. That's where the word spelling comes from, right? It's connected to this idea of casting a spell, casting magic, that there is power in it. It comes from all different directions. In The Value of Words, a story that's told as a part of the collection of the Moth stories, if you're familiar with that, Maurice Bleckner tells this story. She tells about how she and her husband had always planned to both have their own children and adopt children, or that's what they had hoped, that's what they intended. And life got busy, and they started later, and they decided first to adopt. I think actually she's trying to get pregnant, then they decided to adopt. And then, of course, as often happens, right after they adopted their baby, she got pregnant, right? And so she was delighted. They both were delighted. They were thrilled that now they had two children, you know, close in age. She said the way that people responded to her was so odd to her that a lot of people said to her, oh, do you wish you wouldn't have adopted now that you're pregnant? Yeah, it's crazy. Even one person even said, have you thought about returning your daughter? It's like, wow, you know. So she was just devastated by how people saw adoption. And so she began to really have a passion for working with other adoptive parents and to help educate people, but also to support adoptive parents so they didn't have to go through what she and her husband kept experiencing. And she found that there was one magic word, one word that shifted everything, and it was the word claim. I claim my child. I claimed this child. That's a powerful word. That's a word we use in affirmation. That's a faithful word. That's a word that says, this is part of me. This is mine. This is my intention. This is my love. This is my heart. And so it was by using that word and helping adoptive parents use that word in response to those kinds of comments that people, ignorant comments, I guess you could say, people just didn't know, right? They didn't know for whatever reasons. And so this really helped, this one word. And sometimes it can be just that one word, right? So for all of us, as we step into 2022, you know, as we may not specifically be adopting a child, but we may be creating our baby, right? Whatever that baby is, that creation, that idea, that dream, that thing that we want to commit to and nurture and grow and expand and support and allow to be a gift in the world. Now, you may have some clear ideas of what that is at this point, and you may not yet, and that's all good. And I hope that your stone, the word that you receive on your white stone today, will be a kind of talisman and guide for you to move into that which you want to commit to and create and nurture and see grow and blossom into the world like a child. The word is part of this, as I said, co-creative process of thought and then word and then action. And we need all three steps, right, to really bring forth the manifestation of that which we want to create. So the process is brought to life by the speaker of the word who recognizes that and means what they say. So it's important to be conscious of what we are saying and to mean what we say, right? So that there is energy behind it. That's that fuel, that emotional fuel, that passion or compassion, depending upon what the scenario is, that gives it life, that breathes life into the word that then perpetuates itself into creation. So when we say it's important to keep your word, that is really a serious thing, isn't it? The idea of integrity, of keeping our word. We all know what it's like to relate with somebody who keeps their word or somebody who tends not to keep their word so much, right? Because when we don't keep our word, we're not recognizing the power that we have. We're draining the power. Our words become fallow, you know, which is sort of, yeah, okay, well, they said that, but, you know, we'll see. But, and it doesn't mean we have to, you know, we can't recreate our agreements or re-speak or re-communicate what it is behind our intentions. But it's that recognition that the word has power. And how will we use our power? The word has a kind of magic, if you will. And how will we use our magic? Our word is our wand. And so going into this new year, how we will pay attention consciously to the words that we speak, and then to bring forth the kinds of co-creative processes using the power of the word to do what it is that we want to do. Co-founder Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, expresses with passion how powerful the word is to influence life. He says, "We know every word we utter makes an imprint on the astral ethers." That alone is kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? Every word we utter makes an imprint on the astral ethers. And then he goes on to say, "And when there is consciousness of God life in the mind of the speaker," consciousness of God life in the mind of the speaker, "all the words become living identities and are perpetuated." I know it, right? It's good stuff. This is the best way to read Charles Fillmore, one small quote at a time. And then just sit with it for a week. And it's really amazing. I was thinking about this morning as I read this quote, that he was not educated, you know, in terms of you know, formal schooling. But man, did he just download some powerful teachings that he lived and breathed and had his being in and stood on in faith. He and Myrtle both. So this kind of quote, I have to break it into parts. You know? But it's just like that key part, right? It's the consciousness in the life of the mind of the speaker. That's the key. It's the consciousness with which we move through the world, an awareness of the power that we hold and that we imprint into life, the perpetuation of our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So if you think for a moment that your life and your words and your actions don't make much difference in the world, rethink that the utterance of every word has an imprint on the astral ethers. Say that a few times to yourself as you get up in the morning, right? I am having an imprint on the astral ethers today. And when we say that, I know some people when they're new to Unity think, oh man, those people in Unity, they think a lot of themselves. Right? Because you could hear it from that space, but it's actually the deepest of humilities to recognize the power of the I am that we have been given, to recognize the power of the divine in us, and to also step into the fact that we have a role in co-creating the world out there. If we don't like what we see, we go back to the drawing board, all the way back to thought, to word, and to action. And with a consciousness of the life of God, we create that kind of world that we say we want. One that thrives, right? Where all life thrives in the consciousness of oneness. One that is loving and inclusive and expanding and living our divinity. One that is filled with love and connection and wisdom and service and everything else you might add to that. So whatever it is that you dream, that is a part aligned with those things I've just mentioned that are part of us as a community, or even specifically certain words that, or thoughts or actions that are really yours to take. recognizing that it matters, that your impact matters, how you show up matters, how you don't show up matters, all of it matters. And it's joyful too. It's not just like, oh, I should, you know, it's not with that kind of energy. It's like the joy of being in this flow of who we've come here to be and to use this power that we have of the word. So one way that we can help ourselves keep this consciousness of God mind is to recognize that this, to be mindful of how this all, the giving, the receiving, right, the flow that happens. So if these thoughts, this process of what we're creating is a seed in our minds, what are we nurturing the seed with, right? What are we taking in to the mind? What are we taking into the heart? How are we feeding ourselves? If we feed ourselves regularly with violence and news media and some of the negativity and social media and some of those things, and that's our daily bread, right? We're feeding ourselves a lot of that stuff that we're taking in visually, that we're taking in otherwise, that is going to affect, right, the cleanness and the clearness and the power of what we can put out in the world. It's just like food. You know, you eat a bunch of junk food, you're not going to have great energy, right? You eat really healthy, alive food, you have great energy. That's just the way it works, right? So it's the same with our emotional and our mental diet. If we have a steady diet of those negative kinds of things that breed fear and violence, we're probably not going to be on our best game. But if instead we have a steady diet of spiritual food, if we take our daily bread of inspiration, of motivation, of positivity, of possibility, and we keep expanding ourselves and expanding our minds and allowing ourselves to come into that God mind of consciousness, then there's a whole world open to us, right? And we are ready for it. We are like more mentally and emotionally fit for it. So it's up to us, right, to decide which way we will go, to start fresh, to create anew, to see how we can care for our beings in such a way that we can then contribute in a positive way. And when we do, then it brings forward for us greater fulfillment and greater joy. I mean, how good does it feel to know that we are contributing in a way to a better world? And when we recognize that, then it makes us, I think, motivated all the more to do more of that. And then it feels good, and then we want to do more of it, right? It's that multiplying blessing that occurs for us. So in Jesus' time, when the prisoners were freed, it was amongst the Romans, basically the Roman rule of law, the prisoner was given a white stone. And the white stone was to symbolize that they were free, and it was to symbolize a new beginning, right? It's a clean slate. It's the idea that what will we make of this new life? And so you too were given a white stone today, I hope. If you haven't received one, if you'll raise your hand, we'll get you one. And if you need a pen, Mike's got those too. And Charlene has asked us to make sure that the stones go home with you and the pens come back to us. So this, as we hold this white stone, this symbol of our freedom, the symbol of our new beginning, the symbol of our new year, it is with a sense of brilliance and a sense of being set free. If you were at the burning bowl ceremony on Friday night, or you did your own kind of ritual at home, you know that feeling like you've opened things up, right? You've let things go. And so now here is your stone that symbolizes that you are now free from the self-imposed bondage of habits and old ideas and stories and old beliefs or lack of forgiveness that had weighted us down before. Now, it's not like we do the burning bowl and, okay, that's it. We don't have to release anymore, right? It's an ongoing process, isn't it? Paul said, I die daily. And so it's that sense that we recognize that there is always a process of letting go, releasing, exhaling, inhaling, bringing forth the new, welcoming the new. And so we're really always in that pattern of shaking out the old that doesn't serve and saying yes and stepping into and claiming the new that does. So this ritual is one that Unity churches do all over the movement, and it is based on a scripture, actually. The ritual comes from Revelation 2:17 that reads like this. Let anyone who has an ear to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on that white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So there is this idea of this hidden manna, this spiritual food that is being given us today as we experience it as a ritual, that there is a divine idea, a spiritual food given to us. There is, and it is for that to be emblazoned upon that white stone, that symbol of newness and freedom. So we overcome our challenges and we carry the blessings in our hearts as we do so that we've gained up until now, right? And then Spirit says, yeah, and let me give you this hidden manna. Let me give you this word that is just for you, this quality, this new name, this way of being. You could think of it as a new name. For some, it might actually be that. For others, it'll be more of a spiritual quality, something to live into, to become, to embody throughout the year. And so on this white stone will come a bold truth for you, probably in one word. And we'll open ourselves in a few moments to this meditation that allows us then to just listen and to trust. To listen to what comes. Listen to what Spirit is. It's knocking on the door of your own heart, right? Or maybe knocking from the inside out. And arising and giving you this gift, this idea, this name. And so we just open ourselves to receive. And like the burning bowl, if you know these rituals and you've already come with a word, just want to invite you to maybe set that word aside and allow yourself to be open to receive, and maybe you'll get that word back, or maybe something else will come, or some other kind of clarification. So the idea is just to receive and to trust what comes too. You might get a word and go, oh no, I don't want that one. Let's go to the next one, you know. But I would bet that if you skip over that one, you'll see the wisdom in it as the year goes on. Because if we truly open and receive, Spirit knows best. And what comes will truly be something that will become clearer and more nuanced and open us up as the year progresses if we really work with it. So we're going to begin this ritual with a song, On This White Stone. And so I invite you to just have your stone near and close your eyes and relax and allow and listen.
Today as I stand open to divinity in me, I hear my name, I hear my name. Spirit, and then whispered to my heart, from this day I am awakened to the nature God intended with my name. I write this name on a white stone, a stone that means silent strength. My name expresses God in me on this white stone. On this white stone, I write my name.
So just taking your stone in your hand and just taking a few moments to feel its shape and weight and texture. And really allow the word to arise, to seep in and through. Allow that quality to emerge. Taking a few moments in the silence, just to be with your spirit and with the wisdom that wishes to come through. Listening and trusting. Trusting that word that emerges. The hidden manna that spirit whispers through your heart. Let that energy flow from your heart down your arm and through your hand once you know. Writing that word that will guide you throughout 2022. This I have been called to be.
A name chosen by spirit, and then whispered to my heart. From this day I am awakened to the nature God intended. I write this name on a white stone, a stone that means both purity and truth. In her wisdom, silent strength, my name expresses God in me. On this white stone, on this white stone, I write my name. On this white stone, I write my name.
For those who still need a moment, we'll just give a moment of silence. So we give thanks in our own way for whatever has been received. And just encourage you to keep this sacred. So remember, this is that secret word that has been given you. You can keep it secret between you and your God, or it can be something that you feel guided to share with people or certain people at certain times. Whatever that is, you allow that to be your process. And whatever that word is that can help guide you. So, for example, if your word is kind, it can be something that throughout the year you might ask yourself when you're making decisions, what would be the kindest thing to do now? Or maybe your word is truth. And so you could ask yourself throughout the year at times when you're making a decision, what is the truest, what would be truest to my soul to do or to say or to be right now? And to keep it visible and tactile. So if we keep our white stone in front of us, whether it be if you're on your commutes in the car or on your altar or in your pocket or your purse, but somewhere where you're coming in contact with it frequently or you're seeing it frequently. So wherever that might be, a place where it's very visible and possibly tactile for you, I would encourage you to put it there and to allow it to be in the forefront. So let's stay open then to receive words of inspiration throughout this year as well, because you never know where things are going to come from, right? If we just expect it to come one way in one place, there's so much possibility that can help guide us and help encourage and inspire us. I didn't expect at all to receive inspiration yesterday from my tax accountant, but usually her emails are really terse, but she sent this poem, and I was like, oh, that's beautiful. I want to share it with everyone. So it's anonymously written, and it's called This Year. And it's just a lot of statements of good things for us to keep in mind and to do. Mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and the wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still once again. Speak the word and co-create. Remember, your word is your wand. In general, and specifically the word that you have received today. Abracadabra. We create in this new year something magical, both together and individually, and with all those that we are connected with around the world. So let's follow Spirit's guidance and claim our truth together, and remember the power of the word to guide us throughout the new year. Let's speak this together. My word is my wand. Abracadabra. I am making magic in 2022. So it is.